Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon, this is the voter guide episode, finally. Last week we did the not voter guide.
We sure did.
We did a guide for non-voters.
I'm still not feeling great about this. What are you looking for?
My soda.
Kate keeps losing her soda. Mm-hmm. Ooh, just twist it right off, huh? Mm-hmm. I have it organized by federal, state, and then local.
Do you want to try this?
Sure. Do you mind if I should I just
it's
do
a cock and bull. Oh, you can suck on it as much as you want. It's a cock and bull ginger beer.
Oh, it's not spicy. As spicy as I would think.
Oh, you didn't think it was spicy? I feel like it gives you some hair on
you
your
don't
chest.
Like what's it called, Reed's?
No, don't love Reed's.
I like Reed's. That one is like also pretty sugary tasting.
It's sweet. They have diet too.
It's got a good little kick, a good little kick there. I always
this is an ad for cock and bull ginger beer.
Did you have something to say about good vibes?
Oh, on our way over here. Okay, so first off, we have to issue an apology to Recology. It's a Recology apology.
I know.
We were going to go to Recology. Things got a little out of hand, and we had to skip it, but we want to send our love to Deborah and everybody at Recology.
And the artists who are presenting their work. Congratulations.
Congratulations. But anyhow, we were driving over here. And Maysoon, we were going down Valencia Street, which I don't want to dox you, but that is the street you live on.
It is.
Right.
I think we've said that before.
Of course. And so I was like, oh, have you been here? Have you been here?
Kate was asking me basically every place I've ever been, starting probably at 16th Street. So every block, I was like, I've been there, haven't been there, haven't been there, I've been to all those places.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, I've been to that thrift store. I've been to Good Vibes. I've been to
the T-Mobile.
Steak and Shake.
Been to the police station.
And I was like, brr.
Kate was shocked that I'd been to Good Vibes.
Like, what are you doing at Good Vibes?
What is anyone doing at Good Vibes, bro?
A lot.
No, there's not like a private back room. There's not that kind of thing going on at Good Vibes. No. Good Vibes used to be further down Valencia Street. I think it used to be where the Buffalo or the Crossroads is.
Uh-huh.
So it was much closer to the house.
For listeners that don't know, Good Vibes is like a sex toy shop.
Correct.
With all types of things for sexual endeavors.
Yeah.
But Maysoon, then you said something. God damn it. I wish I knew exactly what you were talking about. But you were like, oh, yeah, they're going to be strapped, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, yeah, they'll really be strapped if they go to Good Vibes.
Yeah.
And that was a strap-on dildo joke.
Yeah. Kate was really excited about that. I was like, I'm going to say that on the podcast. And here, everyone, she's
yeah,
said it.
Yeah, I said it. And I don't feel like I really conveyed.
You really didn't, because you didn't remember the whole context
there
of
was
it.
Fun. There was transgression.
What were we talking about? Strapped.
Yeah, why did strap come up? I think it was a Freudian thing.
No, because I said
it. It was because we talked about Good Vibes.
No, that's you. you're the Freudian one. No, just kidding. Anyhow, strapped. Take it how you want it. At least I didn't say take it how you get it.
I mean, right? Yeah, take it how you want
it.
That's the spirit of Good Vibes. Yeah. Okay, Maysoon, now that we got that all covered, can we go ahead and get into this voter guide?
Yes.
Okay, can we look here? Last time we had a couple of wrong things that we said.
Wrong things?
We said some misleading non-facts. Number one, the governor's race is not ranked choice.
Oh, right. What's ranked choice? Supervisor?
Supervisor's
race in San Francisco only is ranked choice.
That's
however,
correct.
I'm still not really for ranked choice. I think I might regret saying that, but right now that's really how I feel.
And I'm 100% on board with ranked choice.
Yeah, Kate's really into it.
I wish they were all ranked choice. I think ranked choice, especially for this governor primary,
would have been good.
Would have been perfect.
I guess what it happened, well, yeah, because right now it's like someone who's going to win the governor is going to have like 10% of the vote, which seems insane.
Yeah.
Versus if it was ranked choice, there would be some means of accrual of votes.
Right.
Right? Where like the final count would be more like hopefully
50%
something,
or something, 51%.
Some larger percentage.
Yeah. See, now are you kind of on the side of ranked choice?
I mean, I like the idea of it, sort of. I just think that it's confusing for voters, and that's the part I don't like, because I don't think voting should be confusing at all.
No, I agree.
I want it to be really, and of course, it's always been confusing because that's politics.
Yeah.
There are people making it intentionally confusing so that you vote one way when you should have maybe voted the other way, or maybe thought you were voting the other way.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay, should we finally settle our governor endorsement?
I've got two.
You got two. Okay.
Well, I think Ramsey Robinson.
Yes!
Robinson. And then I have Butch Weir also down.
Yeah!
But Butch Weir was having some issues with submitting his form.
Right, so it's a write-in situation.
I think is it an actual write-in? It's not on the ballot. He's not on the ballot. So I think they're both Peace and Freedom and Green endorsed, both of them.
Yes, from my understanding. Yeah. I'm not sure if the Green Party has endorsed Ramsey Robinson. It seems a little all over the place, because I know the East Bay, the Alameda County Green Party endorsed Butch Weir.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I want to say personally, as the listeners are well aware by this point, I'm endorsing Ramsey Robinson.
Yeah. He's I'm more familiar with Butch Weir. Like, I follow him online. I'm more familiar with his politics. But I don't want to say no to Ramsey Robinson because I want to also believe that he could be a great candidate.
Yeah.
The rest of them, I tried to look at most everyone about their policies around Palestine, and it seemed for the most part, I think Katie Porter had some good things to say, but it wasn't like a straight pro-Palestine approach. So, yeah. Also, yeah. I wanted to make a note that, you know, on this Cal Matters website, it's supposed to be nonpartisan, and it was only doing state elections. It wasn't doing local or federal or anything, I think. You can look at the contributions. Like, you can look at the candidates' who donated to the campaign, their campaigns, which I thought was kind of interesting. So you can look at big donors or small donors, or if it's self-funded. Yeah. And I just want to say that Tom Steyer, even though some folks will say he has some good qualities, he self-funded his campaign entirely at $180 million.
Yep.
And I just want to say no to that.
Absolutely. It's just like fucking Mayor Lurie.
That alone makes me just not believe in that person. Like, get some funding from people who actually believe in you.
If nobody wants you to do it, then...
Like, if you can't find that funding, if you can't work for the people hard enough to get funding, then fuck that, you know? Like, that just can't be right.
I mean, it's just rich people now can buy political offices.
Right. And we've seen enough of that here in the Bay Area and certainly in San Francisco. And we just have to start to really just say no to that.
Remember how the League of Pissed Off Voters took money from him to endorse him?
Yeah, that is disgraceful.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then I did see someone, one of their people tried to come online and explain it out. My internet wasn't working, so I didn't hear it. But I just am like... No, you can't really explain that away. You took funding. If they had just endorsed him,
yeah,
period, like, hey, we know this is weird and it totally goes against what we usually do, but this is why. But then there's a little asterisk saying it was funded by, or like paid by him. I'm just like, no. Paid? I mean, nothing is sacred. Really?
That's, League of Pissed Off Voters, they failed us.
They really did. They really did. And I'm just, there will never be forgiven.
Okay, I love that.
I was like, well, I got to find other voter guides or pay more attention. Start my own voter guide.
It sucks.
And it's funny because I think so many. We're doing the voter guide. Sorry. Who do the voter guides look to, though, when they're doing the voter guide? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, that's fair.
We had a listener send their voter guide in for reference.
Oh,
and
yes.
It was pretty much directly what the League of Pissed Off Voters had.
Yeah.
I could tell just right away. And I was like, okay, well. Thanks, but that's not, you know, it's just not really giving a different perspective, I guess.
Anything that's endorsing Tom Steyer is going to be a no from me.
It's not necessarily a no from me, but if you're getting paid to endorse him, that is 100% a no from me.
I agree.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. What do you want to move on to next? Do you want to stay at the statewide?
Well, yeah, we can't be going back and forth.
Okay. You know I love to confuse the listener.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay. What do you think?
Again, voting should be easy.
Let's do lieutenant governor.
Okay, Lieutenant Governor, I have Oliver Ma.
Okay, what's up with Oliver Ma?
I don't know that, but he's a civil rights lawyer.
I like
that. He's definitely a free Palestine guy.
Ooh, love that.
Like, not even just like a two-state solution guy. He's like a free Palestine.
Well,
fuck
that. Well, yeah, I'm just free saying, Palestine, like, 110%.
Some people would think a two-state solution is like the right way to go or the reasonable way to go. And I'm like, at this point, it's never, ever going to be the reasonable way
fuck
to go.
Fuck no. One state, and that state is Palestine.
Yeah. Who did you put for Lieutenant Governor?
Alice Steck is part of the Lefty Unity slate.
Yeah, you kind of were going straight down that list time, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to look a little bit more.
She's a physician.
Okay.
An MD. Good.
Does she know much about Lieutenant Governorship?
She's
what
also
does a Lieutenant Governor do?
An educator and a socialist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Lieutenant Governor is probably in line for governorship. You know what I mean? Like, if you're a Lieutenant Governor, you're probably.
And the governor dies?
Well, that for sure, but you're probably also looking for it to be in that office eventually. You'll probably run for it when the next governor, you know, moves on or whatever.
Sure.
So to some degree, maybe there's someone who's like, but everyone in politics is someone who's looking for the next.
Yeah.
They're reaching.
Okay. So
anyhow.
So we got Alice Steck and
Oliver Ma.
Oliver Ma. Okay. Attorney General, you have known.
State Attorney General.
That's correct. State Attorney General for the entire state of California.
I don't have someone, but California, I did speak against Rob Bonta, which is what a lot of Democrats are trying to vote for.
Okay. We're going to say fuck off to Rob Bonta. And we're going to say hello to Marjorie Mickles.
Oh.
Green Party candidate. She's been a licensed attorney since 1981. Went to UCLA law school. She's been fighting fierce legal battles for justice for decades and was proud to answer the Green Party and Left Unity slate's call for a woman to run for this powerful office.
They called for a woman to run?
They wanted a woman.
Okay. Attorney General duties.
What are the duties of an Attorney General?
Let's have a look. Operates as the state's top legal and law enforcement official, so that's the same. And then their general duties include state litigation, so they represent the state agencies and officers in civil and criminal matters, consumer and public protection, criminal justice support, and legal opinions, where they issue formal legal opinions to clarify state laws for government agencies. It's a pretty important role regardless.
Oh, it's very important stuff. And I think this is a good candidate. So I'm going to go ahead and endorse Marjorie Mickles. Got to get Rob Bonta out of there, pal. Okay, absolute. Let's let the listeners know. An absolute no on Rob Bonta.
Bonta, correct.
Okay, really good. Love that for us.
Then we have Secretary of State.
Do people still say, like, I love that for you?
I think they should. I think it's really cute.
I love it.
Yeah,
okay, let's
it.
Continue that.
Okay.
I want the listener.
I love that for us.
I love that for us, too. let's say it together.
I love that for us.
Okay, I also need the listener to know that I forgot to bring my regular glasses, so I'm wearing my prescription sunglasses to be able to see.
Why do you need the listeners to know that? Because technically the listeners cannot see you.
Well, I want them to know that if there's some weird kind of vibe in the air,
it's because you're wearing your sunglasses at night.
It's because Maysoon probably thinks I'm too cool for school. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. It's not possible, but yes.
Okay, good. I love it. Okay,
we've got Secretary of State next.
Secretary of State, who could it be but none other than Gary Blenner?
Okay, I had Gary Blenner as well.
Oh, so that's a two thumbs up from Kate and Maysoon.
Yeah.
I'm going to play a lot of sound effects on this episode.
And I did want to say, you know, Shirley Weber, I'm not endorsing her, but Shirley Weber, I guess I'm doing this like call and response almost. Shirley Weber is on a lot of voter guides. Uh-huh. And I will just say that she has a very weak position on Palestine. She's a two-stater kind of vibe person.
Ugh.
So I was definitely like, okay, well, that's a no for me. But Gary Blenner.
Gary N. Blenner.
Is with, or you're reading, Kate's got her iPad for notes.
I do.
Give us a quick one-liner on Gary. I want to say Glary.
One thing they say here in the Alameda County Green Party voter guide is that he comes from a long family tradition of activism and alternative party politics. His great-grandfather was a union organizer for the CPUSA in the 1920s and 30s.
Mm-hmm.
I know that doesn't speak necessarily to him and his deal, But
I think there's photos of him like at Free Palestine protests and at protests in general, which I think is a pretty great sign.
Exactly. He argues that California's electoral system is fundamentally broken and increasingly undemocratic. While he acknowledges the historic significance of Shirley Weber, he is sharply critical of her leadership. She's a stooge for the establishment. Weber represents the same corporate-controlled democratic establishment that blocks meaningful reform while claiming to defend democracy.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, so we're saying Gary Blunner for Secretary of State.
Correct.
Okay, does that bring us to controller?
Yeah.
Favorite.
Megan Adams.
Absolutely.
She's pretty cool, actually.
She's incredible.
I didn't know much about her last week, but I don't know much about her now, but I did look at her
She's
page
a school
a little
bus
bit.
Driver.
School bus driver, community organizer, and union leader.
Hell yeah.
All great things. Clearly, with the public interest in mind.
Anti-war, women's liberation, dignified working conditions. I mean, she's got it all.
She's got it all.
And she's been really good on social media. I love her.
All right, so Megan Adams
what
for controller.
What is a fucking controller? Something to do with CalPERS and CalSTRS, California's two massive pension funds,
uh-huh.
are invested in companies actively making working people's lives worse.
Okay.
Including Blackstone and other corporate landlords jacking up rents, fossil fuel giants destroying the planet, and probably supporting Israel, by the way. Weapons manufacturers. Good grief. So I think part of what that job can do is maybe get some of this money out of there. That's my hope and dream.
Financial controller manages daily accounting accuracy and compliance.
That's easy.
Not easy.
Well, it's the scope is smaller than some of these other things.
I guess so. It's maybe more focused.
Yeah. Let's get her in there. Okay. Do you have now insurance commissioner?
Yeah, I have Jane Kim for insurance commissioner.
Well, we love Jane Kim.
I mean,
Should I endorse Jane Kim?
I mean, I think you can if you want, or we can just have two suggested.
Okay.
Which is what we did for kind of governor.
Jane anyhow. Kim is great. And then the Green Party is endorsing Eduardo Lalo Vargas, who's also on the lefty unity slate, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Jane Kim is on like the Democratic slate,
uh-huh.
but she does push against the party. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I'm okay with that.
So Vargas is looking to use the power of the position of insurance commissioner to rein in the insurance industry. Lalo is the only candidate calling to freeze rate increases, launch an audit of rate hikes over the last 5 years, and establish guidelines to quickly roll back rates. Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, the insurance commissioner is the head of the state's consumer protection agency.
Okay.
And is responsible for consumer protection, rate regulation, market stability, and licensing.
Okay.
Things I don't ever think about.
Sure don't. Sure don't.
Okay.
God, the
Wait,
government.
Did you
is
say
outrageous.
Frank Lara? No. What did you say?
Eduardo Lalo Vargas.
Okay, got it.
For insurance commissioner. But Jane Kim's in the mix too.
Yeah. So we can
see. So you could add rank choice for that.
Yeah, I think if we have two names like listener, you can go and do your reading about the two of them and then
flip a coin.
Yeah, flip a coin, figure out who you think is maybe someone that you like more, or somebody you think is gonna has more chance to win. There's all sorts of things to weigh as you're trying to vote.
I love Jane Kim though. Okay, state superintendent of public instruction.
Schools. Public instruction. Sorry, what's a superintendent of public instruction? This is a statewide position.
I am terrified to find out.
Okay, it's a nonpartisan statewide elected official who heads the California Department of Education. The chief of public schools directs state education policy and oversees a nearly $150 billion budget for roughly 6 million students. Anyhow.
Can I tell you about Frank Lara?
So I have Frank Lara, educator.
Oh, you also put that?
Educator, union leader, and organizer.
Yes.
Yep.
And he has a 10-point platform to fully fund our schools, lower class sizes to what research has shown best supports our learners. Free childcare, universal pre-K, and free college.
He's pulling a whole Mom Donnie on that.
Thank
sleep.
You. His platform also calls for expanded technical and trade programming, keeping ICE and cops out of schools, and expanding language pathways and ethnic studies for all.
Wow.
Let's go ahead and pull the trigger on
in
that
an anti-DEI time. That's kind of amazing.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
And some Democrat who's running was doing that AB-715 that you were talking mm-hmm. about. One of those Democrats was on board with that.
Yeah.
One of the other people.
A lot of them are. A lot of them are about censoring the absolute existence of Palestine and Palestinians.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's disgusting.
Shame. Okay, where are we going with, are we going to do these House seats?
Oh, I have treasurer.
Oh, shit.
But I don't have anyone down there, do you?
Treasurer, you're saying? Treasurer. Okay, I got it.
Who do you have?
Glenn Turner.
Another Glenn? Oh, no, that's Gary.
Glenn Turner is an activist and former small business owner. It's a lady. She ran a sole proprietor retail shop in Oakland for over 30 years.
I did a little.
What's wrong with her?
I just feel like I looked at her and I'm like, she doesn't look like she knows what she's up to, man.
Oh, really? Glenn Turner?
I mean, I don't want to. Can you not put that on there? Because I feel like it looks why? Mean. Because it's mean.
Why? But that's okay. If we shouldn't vote for her, we shouldn't vote for her.
I just took her off my list because I was like, no, I don't believe it.
My word.
She just looked like a nice person. But I'm like, are you a nice person who can get shit done?
Well, the other options are 3 Democrats and 2 Republicans.
I'm going to do an NA non-endorsement for that one.
I'm going to go ahead and endorse Glenn Turner.
Okay, great.
I think the treasurer actually has quite a bit of power in terms of divestment. Because our county treasurer in Alameda County was a huge part of getting the divestment from Israel stuff moving.
Mm-hmm. Currently, Fiona Ma, a Democrat, is a current state treasurer, and I know she is on that list of people who are running. Uh-huh. Key responsibilities for a state treasurer include asset management.
Yeah, see?
Issuance, board leadership, state savings programs.
Yeah, see, they're hanging on to the money, the investments and stuff.
Investing the state's taxes, revenues, and managing an investment portfolio generally exceeding $160 billion. So that's
including pension funds like CalPERS yeah. and CalSTRS.
Right.
Billions of dollars.
Really huge.
Yeah, got to get that money out of fossil fuels and stuff like that.
Yep. And war.
Okay, I'm going to say Glenn Turner. Okay. Can't hurt. Can't hurt, might help. I just got to chime in. Alameda County District Attorney, I'm going to go ahead and endorse Pamela Price. That's an East Bay thing, so Maysoon doesn't have to weigh in on that. Moving right along, what else do we got? Is that
There's
everything for statewide?
Board of Equalization, District 2.
What?
Yeah. And there's also State Assembly for District 17 and 19, and I'm not endorsing either of those motherfuckers.
The Green Party has an endorsement for the Board of Equalization District 2. Oh, actually, it's not an endorsement. It's a recommendation.
Okay.
So they are recommending Sally Lieber.
Yeah. I have her down there. Okay. She's the incumbent, and she's also pro-Palestine.
Well, we're all about that.
You can do a little extra research on her if you want, listeners, but she seems like she's a good possibility. And then State Assembly. Do you have anyone for those?
State Assembly. Which district?
District 17 and 19. And they're both former SF supervisors who are both total dicks. So I'm absolutely not voting for either of them.
Okay, that's like, is that San Francisco?
Is it? State. It's a state assembly.
Yes, but
you
there
mean like
are
the
districts.
District. Yeah, maybe.
Yes.
Well, what do you guys have? What district are you
in? I have District 14 and District 18.
Okay.
And for District 14, there is no endorsement by the Alameda County Green Party. And for 18, they're endorsing Michael Goldstein.
Okay.
So check him out.
So then I have no endorsements for 17 and 19.
Okay, that's fair. Guys, figure it out. I don't know what to tell you.
No, there aren't. I don't think there's anyone else running. It's just these two people that are already in who...
When there's only one person, I don't fill it in. So now are we at the more local level?
Yeah, we're at local.
Okay.
Although, you know, we never did federal. Should we do that last?
Oh, what else is there?
Federal. Let's do that last.
What's federal? What are we voting on that's federal?
Get it together. House of Representatives. Oh, Pelosi's old seat.
Yeah, get on that.
Well, do you not vote for that?
No. I guess well, not for Pelosi.
Okay, District 11, U.S. House of Representatives. This is Nancy Pelosi's old seat. She's retiring. And before she announced her retirement, fucking Scott Wiener announced his run for her position, which I think pissed her ass off.
Hell yeah,
it did. She's like, listen, bitch, I'm not dead yet. You know what I mean?
Yep.
She's like, don't jump the gun here.
Yep.
So she never endorsed him, which is great.
Yeah, she endorsed Connie Chan now.
It was kind of like a, I believe it was a soft endorsement, but Connie.
Well, they had a picture together.
So I think she's endorsed Connie Chan. I don't love Nancy Pelosi, so no. That doesn't mean a lot to me, but.
Well, it was negative on my end.
Connie Chan is not like Nancy Pelosi.
But I don't like her even standing with her.
I know, but.
Nasty.
Anyhow, this is a 100% Connie Chan endorsement.
I'm going to go ahead and endorse Connie Chan.
Great.
That's two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up for Connie Chan. Let's get her up. Let's get her in there.
I love that.
All right. And then our local election. Okay. I always forget.
Maybe I do have a U.S. House. Well, for U.S. House District 14, Green Party saying Aisha Wahab. For U.S. House District 12, there's no endorsement. Oh, Latifah Simon.
Oh, I remember you going off with her.
That's who. They don't like her in the Green Party.
Why?
They have some issues with her. For one thing, she's the ED of a nonprofit based in Florida.
Oh.
And it's not clear where she's residing right now. uses an Orlando.
Come on, Latifah Simon, get over here.
Florida post office box is a mailing address. Her time in Congress has been unremarkable. Well, that's a shame.
That's too bad.
Well, we're working on that one. I liked Latifah Simon.
Yeah, I remember you being a super fan.
Well, shit. I wouldn't say the super fan.
You were a super fan, Kate.
Anything I'm a fan of, I'm a super fan of.
It's kind of true. Kate kind of goes all in.
Yeah. Do you have to do Superior Court judges? Is that county? Really swivel the papers.
We have a Superior Court.
Okay, who you got?
We have SF Superior Court 16.
Seat 16?
Seat 16. Alexandra Prey.
Okay.
She was endorsed by Jackie Fielder, Shaman Walton, Aaron Peskin, Hillary Ronan, all these supervisors that I tend to think are doing better.
Yeah.
Like the best of our, what we have going. So some are former supervisors, obviously, but.
Okay. Who is the person again?
We are endorsing Alexandra Prey for SF Superior Court Seat 16.
Okay, and for Superior Court Judge Office Number 13 over in the East Bay, we're going to go ahead and endorse Cabral Bonner.
All right, go Cabral. Okay, what else? You got any school board shit going on over there?
We have, let's see here, County Superintendent of Schools.
Go ahead with
no that. Endorsement.
Okay.
Wait, Board of Education Area 4, I have nothing. And then for Area 7, they're saying don't vote for Sangeetha Shanhog.
Okay, but who to vote for then? Anyone but her?
I guess so, yeah.
Wow. Okay, in San Francisco, we have the SFUSD School Board. I guess this is a special election. I'm not exactly sure why, but maybe it has to do with the fucking strike that was a goddamn mess, but got the teachers more of what they needed.
Fuck yeah.
And I will never forgive our mayor for asking them to wait. To hold off on striking for a few more days.
I'm not forgiving that motherfucker for so many
never.
Things.
I know.
Nasty.
So I have a bunch. It seems like a good number of people are endorsing Virginia Chung and Brandy Markman. And the notes I have here are Virginia is endorsed by United Educators of San Francisco Teachers Union, which is like, okay, good.
Yep.
Great.
Teachers Union.
Teachers Union. Let's do that. And then Brandy is a progressive public school mom.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I feel nothing about that.
Right, I know. For some reason, they're listed together, so I can't tell if it's like ranked choice or if it's two. See, this is where clearly Virginia Chung would be my first choice because I like anyone supported by the fucking Teachers Union.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, County Supervisor for me, District 2, we're going to go ahead and say Lisa Marquez.
Say like Alameda County or something.
That would be Alameda County Supervisor District 2,
what's
everybody. And that is Elisa Marquez.
Okay.
More progressive than her challengers. Okay.
You have just one supervisor or more?
We got County Supervisor District 3 is another thing you have to vote on, and I have nobody for that. I'm so sorry. Sometimes nobody's running that's any good.
Anyone else? Any other supervisors?
Well, then we're getting into measures.
Okay, hold on. Let me do my supervisors.
Yeah, please.
So then we have in San Francisco, there are two supervisor positions running.
Uh-huh.
Supervisor posts running, I guess. So in District 2, which is the Marina.
Hate.
There's two people running. And One of them, oh, so I'm endorsing Lori Brooke, who I don't have notes on who she is, but she seemed like the better choice. Uh-huh. But the second choice, which you don't, you shouldn't just don't vote for this guy.
Yeah.
Is Stephen Sherrill, who I believe was like, what's it called when like a supervisor transitions out, but their term's not over and you have to put them back in?
What in the world?
Come on.
I don't know what that is.
Like they have to finish the term.
A lame duck?
No. Kate, listen to me. Okay. Someone's in the middle of their term.
Got it.
And they either move on to a new position and that seat is open.
Right.
And the mayor puts someone else in their seat.
Appointed.
Appointed. Right.
Is but that what you were looking for?
So this, I think Cheryl was appointed.
Got it.
In that seat because it became empty, I believe.
So just like Rob Bonta.
Was Rob Bonta appointed?
By Gavin Newsom.
Oh. Right. And so we don't want to keep him in there, Stephen Sherrill, because this is what we read about him this week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So he's a New York guy. And he...
I'm shaking my head, but I don't want to offend anyone.
He came in with the help of Mayor Breed.
Nasty.
Who was trying to get favors from... Who Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, big businessman, whatever, has, I guess, been funding Mayor Breed's like whole election. Yes. Or her whole career.
And I heard she was trying to like get a job from him.
I'm sure she has a job with him.
Yeah.
But anyhow, the exchange of that was for her to have something after her final year, after she left being a mayor here.
Yeah.
Well, the exchange was to bring Stephen Sherrill in and give him like a sweet spot.
Ooh, lordy.
So to me, this is like very dirty backroom dealings that we should all be like, fuck you. Absolutely not. Earn your fucking place. You
yep,
know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So that's an absolute zero no on Stephen Sherrill. And go ahead and vote for Lori Brooke.
Lori Brooke.
And that's for D2 in the Marina. And then District 4, this is like the embroiled district race with in the Sunset District.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of all about like the Great Highway closing and like how the supervisor who ran said that they were not gonna endorse it, but then it closed anyhow. It was like this whole thing, the whole like neighborhood's like up in arms about it.
Should we review the whole Great Highway situation?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now.
People, they closed it.
Yes, it's closed. And so Natalie G is who I'm endorsing. It's her and like four other dudes.
Yep.
So fuck those dudes.
Fuck them.
Let's get more women on the board of supervisor. Natalie G seems like a fucking badass. She seems pretty young. She is a legislative aide to Supervisor Shaman Walton. And she lives in the Sunset. They think she's like super pro union. She's just all the things, and she's like very energetic, and I feel like she'll kick some ass.
Okay, love her. Natalie G.
Natalie G. District
Natalie
4.
G.
Okay, propositions. Let's hit it.
Okay, we have measures over
we've
here.
We've got propositions.
We got Measure A, Peralta Community College District parcel tax. And we're
going
to
clarify. I'm going to clarify that Kate is now speaking as an Alameda County resident, and that's
yes.
who she's. That's what she's talking about.
Exactly. And the Peralta Community Colleges include Laney College, Merritt College of Alameda, and the Berkeley City College. And they're very important, and we need them to have money. So we're going to go ahead and say yes on Measure A. Then we're going to move on to Oakland Measure C, which is a temporary business tax exemption. And we're going to actually say yes to that. Okay, then we're going to go ahead and go to Oakland Measure D. That's going to be a yes. It changes, it includes changes to the police and fire retirement system. Then we got Oakland Measure E. God, we got a lot of measures on a fucking primary June election. Why do they do this to us? Okay, Oakland Measure E is a parcel tax, and we're going to say yes to that. We love a parcel tax. I think that might be all my measures.
Okay. San Francisco has four propositions. They're all very straightforward, I think. Proposition A is earthquake safety and emergency response bond. And we'll just say yes to that because we're in fucking earthquake central, like
yes.
the whole Bay Area. Like, let's just...
So yes, that's a yes on Prop A.
So yes on Prop A. Prop B was a little confusing for a second for me because I heard that it was trying to like mess with term limits.
Oh, right.
And I was like, what are we doing here? Like, no one needs to be in any position of power for more than three days also.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess the way the current law works is that a supervisor can only be elected for two terms in a row. But then like 4, 8, 12 years later, they can run again.
Yes.
And so this is to make it like no, let's not do that. Let's bring in new people, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to vote yes on that. It's basically saying, instead of keeping it the way it is and having people able to run and win multiple times throughout their life, it's really just sort of like, you have a 2-term limit and that's it.
Great.
And so that would be a yes on B.
Yes,
if you
on B.
agree to people having just a 2-term limit and not being able to run again. And there are cases where decent supervisors have run again and have won. But I just think it's sort of like those supervisors, I feel like, should be actually training and uplifting the new leaders and not just trying to power grab all the time.
Agree.
So I think it's okay for us to just stick with a 2-term solidly.
Yes on B.
Yes on B. Okay, now Prop C and Prop D are confusing.
Now we go to the real meat.
There, it's not confusing. It's just that they work in tandem with one another. So if you vote for one, the other one doesn't pass. Or like if one wins, the other one doesn't go anywhere. Or if you vote yes on both of them, whichever one has the highest percentage is the one that goes through. So then the other one gets canceled out.
Yes.
So you want to make sure you understand both of them clearly enough to be able to vote yes on one and probably no on the other. So
correct.
That your vote actually really does, you're really attempting to actually count, you know, in
right.
your voice and in your vote.
If you vote yes on both, you're being silly.
Yeah, don't vote yes on both.
Don't be silly now.
So Prop C is, this one is a little bit weird. And I do think some of the language is intentionally
flummoxing,
convoluted, confusing. And it's because we're talking about billionaires, basically, and corporations. And
hell
they don't
yeah.
want you to vote out of their favor, right?
Hell
of course
yeah.
not. So Prop C is what I have notes here is increased tax exemption. And so the Prop C is proposing that businesses that were at a $5 million profit rate would be tax exempt now. They were tax exempt until $5 million, but now would be tax exempt until like $7.5 million. So it's increasing the amount of money a business can make and still be tax exempt.
Hate it.
Which I feel like is a no.
It's an absolute no.
Yeah, I agree. So
so that's no on C.
Yeah, and then I'll just also listen, that's no on C. The SEIU and SF Tenants Union are also against C.
You know shit's fucked up if the tenants union is against it.
Kind of, right? And then Prop D, the other measure, the other proposition that is in conversation here, would this is like a hell yes, 100%. This, people are calling this a billionaire tax. They're calling it all these things.
Wait, ready?
Hell yes on Prop D.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Okay. So Prop D will raise taxes on companies where the chief executive officer earns at least 100 times more than the median employee. So this is like wealth beyond, like this is just like a gross grab at wealth. Like, you know, and you know who's at the top of that list?
Who?
The Gap.
Yep.
So we've got fucking Chuck Fisher. Chuck Fisher?
Bob.
Bob Fisher. What the hell's his name? We have Bob Fisher up here at the top making way more than 100 times more than his like employees
yeah,
working on
the
floor.
I don't think he's the CEO, but yeah.
You know what I mean. It's the Gap.
The CEO, yeah.
Yeah, the CEO.
The CEO got an 11% pay increase in 2025 when the workers got 0.5% increase.
Right. So it's too, like, I feel like, sure, in a world we could say, okay, fine, the director, the CEO is maybe doing more work. I don't know. Is their work more valuable? I don't really know. But are we in a hierarchical system? Yeah, we are. Okay.
Go off, queen.
So I guess I could in some ways be like, that's just how it works, but not at this rate. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not this high of a discrepancy between your workers. Like that just feels like you don't give a fuck about your workers.
Yep.
You want all the money. That's the only reason why you're here.
Hate it.
So to me, this is like an obvious yes. If this passes, this will bring a good, like, I think something that proposes like $300 million, I believe. It might be a billion, but I think it's $300 million into the city's funds, which would help us, would help the city relieve the layoffs, would help them with the budget deficit.
Yes.
It's like a direct plug into the city's coffers, which are totally spent, basically, you know?
Yes on D.
So if you care about things like that, vote yes on D,
yes
no on
D.
C.
No on C. That's C as in Charlie. That's going to be a no. And that is D as in Delta. And that's going to be a yes.
Correct.
Man, if
that's
that doesn't pass,
show.
I'm going to really fucking freak out.
I know. But, you know, we
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to freak out?
I'm already freaked out. I work for the city.
Are you going to triple freak?
I don't have the capacity to triple freak.
I'm going to triple freak out. You know it?
The thing is that we are surrounded by billionaires. Like, with the world's, the highest percentage of the world's billionaires live in the Bay Area. Live in San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that fucked?
And they're probably all spending their money.
Yeah.
To make sure this doesn't pass.
Yep.
And we have San Franciscans who are easy to buy.
Yep.
Buy out, you know?
Yep. Or just confused. Like, there's ads that are really confusing. And
yeah, but I think some of them are, like, literally being bought.
Speak on it.
No, I mean, that's all.
Oh, okay. I wanted to hear more.
They're, like, neighborhoods are being, like, promised things, and or they're being convinced that, like, this is going to hurt small businesses. Small businesses are, like, $5 million businesses. Those aren't your mom-pop shops on, like, Clement Street.
Right.
Those are absolutely not those shops. Yeah. You know what I mean? Those people will not be impacted by this.
No.
So it's just like, you know, they use the language that feels scary. Like, oh my God, it's going to, like, everyone's like, it's going to, you know,
destroy business.
It's going to destroy neighborhoods and small. It's like, no, I'm sorry. Yeah. If the fucking Gap CEO has to pay more taxes because he's making a fucking living off of his, like, fucking sweatshop
exploitation.
Workers.
Exploitation.
You know?
Yep. I don't think they ever proved that they were using sweatshops, but
they ever approved or proved?
That they ever proved it. But there's been so many lawsuits against the Gap.
Isn't it just obvious, though? No?
I mean, it is to me.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think because I did a lot of research about the Gap because of the Fishers and the SF mm-hmm. MoMA stuff. And I don't think they necessarily proved that they were doing sweatshop stuff, but you would kind of
just
assume.
Did you look into that specifically?
Yeah. Mm. But they've done all kinds of other shit that they've gotten in trouble for.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, Maysoon's dissociating.
No, I'm just thinking about the thing I have to do right now.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, voters, I hope that you have a good experience out there. I hope that if you're going to vote in person, you have a great time with your poll workers. And if you're voting at home, I hope you're listening to this while you're filling it in.
Yeah. Make sure to vote. There's plenty of things that are important to vote on. Definitely, you know, Connie Chan, obviously, is important to vote on.
Hold up, Mason.
House of Reps. You know, certainly Prop D is really important to vote on. They're all important, but if you're only going to vote on a couple of things, choose those few things and really commit to it.
Yeah, but do vote on everything unless it's something where there's only one choice or all the choices are bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Mason, I have a quick question before we wrap up here.
Sure.
Remember Manny?
Yeah.
What the fuck is he running for?
Supervisor.
Okay.
But not until November.
Oh, I see. So he's getting a head start.
He's getting a head start.
And we're going to say the ultimate no to Manny.
Yeah.
One of the worst political players in the city.
Oof. I can't remember his district, but it's basically like part of Noe Valley and the Castro.
Yeah. I've been seeing the signs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty.
You got to go into those places and say, you know, he's a Zionist.
Fuck yeah.
I've been trying to get people to take those signs down.
Fuck yeah. Have you had some convos?
I've had a few convos.
And
they've been like, oh yeah, we don't know our boss, but the people are just sort of like, you know, you're talking to the workers and it's probably their boss who put it in the
window. Oh, sure.
Or something like that.
Sure.
But you can try.
Take it down. Take it down.
You could just maybe sneak in and take it down when
let's start doing that.
When
folks.
The worker is like in the back room, like go to people and say, oh, do you have this in stock? And then the worker goes to the back and you take the sign down and leave.
Easy peasy.
They won't even know what's missing. It's just a piece of paper.
It's a victimless crime, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Quick question. Do you know anyone else who's running for that seat?
No, because I've only heard of Manny running for it. Okay. But we should find out who else is running.
We must. We absolutely must. Because I saw shit. I walked up 24th Street to Noe Valley and I saw so fucking many Manny
you
signs.
You saw a bunch, really?
Shit tons, oh. Yeah. In all the small businesses there. Nasty.
He's hitting them up.
His headquarters is there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Folks,
ew.
Just letting you know, 24th Street. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Listeners, if you can get down some Manny signs, but please, you know, do it in a way that's above board. And wink, wink. Okay. If you can send it in to congratulationspinetree@proton.me. But listen, whoever this is.
Of course, if it's just on a fucking community bulletin board, you can just take that shit down.
Oh,
nobody
take
owns
it down.
That stuff.
No way. Maysoon, I'm setting up a contest. Folks, whoever can get down the most Manny signs will get you some serious pine tree merch. Okay, I'm talking tote bags. I'm talking t-shirts.
Whoa.
I'm talking signed and autographed.
Signed photos of us, signed yes. autographed.
We'll get you whatever you want, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'll take you out.
You can let us know. What do you want from us?
I'll take you out for pizza. Okay? Sure. We gotta, this Manny shit has to stop. We cannot let him grab any more power.
Yeah. He's in our mayor is one of his biggest donors.
Rip my guts out and fucking throw me in the street.
Yeah, it's
insidious. There's no other word for
it. The weird insiderness of all the people running is kind of wild. Like, how are they all best buds?
Makes you start feeling conspiratorial.
Well, yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Nasty stuff. Okay, folks, we got to take the bull by the horns here. I want to remind people that the government is bullshit and we should get rid of it. And,
we shouldn't replace it with privatization.
No, absolutely not.
Just want to make that
clear. It's just what we have right now and we need to deal with it. But someday we'll have autonomy, God willing.
But not autonomous.
Driving cars.
For people.
Yeah. Okay, well, we did it again and we're going to go ahead and say
Free Palestine.
And from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been Congratulations Pine Tree.